Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and...
Hey, y'all, I'm JC.
And JC. What's up, Jay? How you feeling today?
I am feeling good.
Thank you so much for co-hosting with me tonight.
As our
jet setter Coco is off in the world again, I have a prize already put together, already packed up, already in an envelope for the first caller who calls in and tells me where Coco is today. Right. Are you old enough to know about Carmen Sandiego?
I am. Yeah.
That's how I feel about Coco. Where in the world is Yeah, that's how I feel. So, as always, let's start off with what are you planning? How was your week? What you got going on?
How was my week? Oh, gosh, I didn't prepare for that question. Most people don't have to prepare for things like that, but, like, for me, like, processing, like, reprocessing everything that, like, happened in the past is, like, not, like, processing, like, emotionally. It's just, like, okay, anyway. It was good. We had a super fun Frolic Friday in the Frolicking Brains Patreon. We met. We did a fun visualization and a kind of whisper game, which was super fun the first time that we did it. So we did it a little bit differently with a, like, random genre generator.
Ooh, what was the most fun genre? I know
stories.
What mine was.
That's a good question. I thought that the Britney Spears song turned out really well. What was your favorite?
Yeah. My favorite was, I didn't know it was a specific Britney Spears song. I just thought it was Britney Spears. And I have been, like, re-obsessed with Britney Spears because, of course, when I was 15, 16, I was, hit me, baby, one more time, you know. But now that she's dancing around in these tiny little bikinis and my boy Plies he is in love with it. He is in love with it. He's like, Britney, do it for me, Britney. Oh, shake that little pussy, Britney.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It is. So I just imagine Britney Spears dancing around in her tiny little bikini. Oh, okay, sorry. That was
pretty good. I love her workout videos.
Britney works out?
Yeah. That's like most of her Instagram posts are like workout videos.
You mean to tell me, was she in that the little tiny thing? She's working out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Brittany. Really?
Yeah.
But what else did you do this week?
Well, my birthday was last weekend.
Ooh, did you turn up?
Yes. Not, like, hardcore, but yes. I had a lot of fun.
How old did you turn?
I
or is that a secret?
No, it's okay. It's 33. I turned an angel number.
Yeah, you did.
So, yeah, this is going to be best year ever. I'm so excited for it.
It is.
But my uncle... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said birthdays are always fun.
For sure. I think it's really important to celebrate your existence and the existence of, like, people in your life who you love. So I'm, like, a big fan of birthdays.
Okay. And so your uncle came.
Yeah, well, he didn't come for my birthday, but I kind of pretended that he did. He came for oh, now I'm remembering all the things that I did. Okay, he came for a conference, and it happened to be in Dallas, so my mom and I grabbed lunch with him, and then my mom and I just, like, walked around, like, I guess it was, like, uptown area in Dallas-ish. Not, like, uptown, but it was, like, around there. I don't know, whatever. And we went to this, like, really fancy, like, kitchenware place. And we, like, walk in, and the guy is like, do you like a water or, like, a cucumber water or a coffee or whatever? And at first we were just going, no. Right, exactly. But then we started walking around, and I was kind of like, did he say coffee? Like, maybe I do want a coffee. And I was like, well, but we're not going to buy anything. So, like, I don't know. And my mom's like, dude, I've, like, bought stuff from here before. It's fine. Grab a coffee. So I ask for a coffee, and they take me to their most expensive coffee maker, which is $5,000.
A coffee maker?
A coffee maker. It's $5,000. And this woman who is just, like, my kind of girl, like, she has tattoos on her knuckles that say bang bang. She's like, what would you like? And, like, starts, I know, right? And she, like, starts, like, flipping through the possibilities. And I was like, I would like a flat white. Like, yeah, a $5,000 flat white. And it was really funny because, like, we had to switch cups because it, like, the flat white went to the very top of the, like, shot glass cup. And as we were, like, transferring cups, I, like, spilled coffee on the $5,000 coffee machine.
Wait a minute. You said you ordered a flat white. Can you tell me what that is? Because I have no idea.
No, I still have no idea.
Okay, cool.
I think I might have ruined it when we poured it into another cup. I'm not sure. But maybe one of your listeners knows. Like, hey, y'all, could you, if you know what a flat white is, could you call in and let us know?
Yeah, because
all I know is that I had a really fancy one, and it tasted really good.
Also, I just saw a caller calling in, and when I got ready to admit you, you hung up. So if that was you, caller, please call us back. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Let us know what a flat white is, whoever you are.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But, yeah, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Let me think. I do all week. I didn't do much of anything. I didn't do much of anything. What did I do?
Did you get happy mail?
Oh my goodness. I got happy mail. Oh, I got happy mail. I know. Okay, so I did get happy mail. I got a couple of different things that really excited me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I really love this shop, but I don't normally order because, I don't know, I'm just crazy. So Sugar Pop Fizz had this collab with Constance.
Mm-hmm.
And so she offered two different functional bundles.
Oh, nice. And
yeah, so I got the functional bundles. I got one in the funky pattern and one in the regular pattern. And I don't know, I mean, you know me well. So I got, like, it's like a fuchsia pink, a purple, and like maybe a greenish kind of color. And they just look really, really good together. I think it was like a Powerpuff Girl play.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, so I got that. And so my friend Tamara, shout out to Mix Free. That's her name on, that sounds so rude, but that's her name on Instagram. I'm not calling her Mix Free. But, I mean, I guess if she was telling people to call, anyway. She sent me a couple of sheets, like journaling sheets, because I think most people know that I'm not really a normal kit girl.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'll use them in a funky kind of way, but I don't vertically plan. So
yeah,
she sent me a couple of those sheets. And I would also like to shout out, I don't know if I'm so, I guess I could. Anyway, shout out to Deb, Big Plans with Bug, for a box of goodies. I know. It was so sweet. So I got
the best friend.
Planner friends are the best friends, and it really inspired me. So now I have all these envelopes packed up with things to send my friends.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Let me just get some stuff together because it's time. So I got, like, my first order. I mean, well, not my order, but anyway, the first book from, like, Tiny Kate Plans. I've never used that shop before, so I was able to get from there. And I got one of those, like, disc-bound punches where you can punch one because I use a lot of florals, but nobody ever pays attention that I never cover the holes because I don't have a punch to punch it.
I know what you're talking about. I didn't have a punch for a really long time, and then I finally got one, and it was a game changer.
It is. So I'm really excited that she got me that. And it got, like, a candle in it and I just thought about it. It got some snacks in it. I'm about to eat it right now.
I think we're all inspired by Season and all the snacks that she sent with her Art Campy boxes. I just feel like I can't send anything without a snack in it anymore, you know?
Oh, you mean these Zots and these pretzels that I have right in front of me?
Yum!
Yeah. But I have a bag of Starburst jelly beans.
Are the best.
Yeah, I'll be
eating. Those are like the only jelly beans that matter.
Yeah, no, really. They really are. Okay, and so thank you for the Happy Meal reminder. And I got second mail from Frolic and Brains this week. I think I did, but it might still be in the mailbox.
I definitely shipped. So I shipped yours late because I shipped you. So I at Frolicking Brains, we ran a super dope special for my birthday sale where I really wanted to get to 33 orders. And so starting with like the 32 and 33, I offered, if it was over $33, I offered the full Franken Romance collection. So yours shipped out super late last week because I put an extra, I think it was, when I ran the numbers, like I'm pretty sure that bundle totaled to like $112 or something like that.
Ooh, I can't wait. Don't worry. I'm going to use
it. But it's like big. It's huge. It's really exciting. And I love it so much.
Well, I have been using many of your bundles in my little A6 that now that it's October 1st, I can write in it. And so I'm really excited. Something else that I did this week that you guys will all be proud of. So we've talked about this oxygen thing. So I've been getting lots of calls and texts about just wearing it and not worrying about my outfit and all this stuff. And so I went to the cardiologist on Friday, and I took it with me because I don't want to hear no shit, of course. But I put it in like a book bag purse. And so now it's a jetpack. And so
also, I need to say, people are texting me asking me to give them the insider information about where Coco is so that they can win. And I love you. I would tell you if I knew. I have no idea.
Okay.
I love your jetpack. I feel like you make everything super fun. Like your craft lab. I don't know. Like you have this like mad scientist vibe about you, or like this like futuristic vibe in the way that you name things that I just love.
Well, I will not take the credit for the craft lab because I got that from Rachel at Scrapcraftastic, who everyone knows I stan. She calls hers the Crab Lab, and I was just like, oh, that is a really great idea. So that's what I call it now.
I love it. And you got your jetpack.
And I got my jetpack. So pause my planner purchases after today because, of course, I had to purchase the verse planner book. Don't just shut up. So after that, I paused my planner purchases, but I am now on the lookout for a cute little fashionable bag. I was thinking a lounge fly bag.
Ooh, that's
because
awesome.
I believe my jetpack can fit in there.
And
it would be cute.
You know, we have a friend that sells bags at 31 that you could support.
But do they have book bags?
I have no idea. We can chat and ask, or if you know, you can call in and let us know.
Okay. I would definitely do that. I think that's a really good idea. So I did that. I was really, really proud of myself. And then I went to go volunteer on Saturday.
Nice.
And that was really good. It was like a fall festival, community day in the park, where all of these different therapists, ABA therapists, child play therapists, and we all, and Groveway Community Group, of course, we partnered with Aetna, and, you know, we just had some fun. It has like some, you know, games. They were giving out like chair massages. The kids had a good time. We were giving away, you know, coats and bread and pastries and stuff. And so it was really good. I love to get out and support the community and actually see the people that I am supporting. Does that make sense?
No, totally. Yeah. I also feel like it's a good time for it, like as we transition closer to winter and the wintry blues start hitting. I feel like it's nice to, you know, kind of get to know your friendly neighborhood therapist before the winter hits, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. And they were giving out cards, they were giving out plants. I didn't get a plant because I was scared I was going to kill it.
Yeah, I always kill my plants.
I killed the cactus that my niece gave me. I need to fill it up and do it before she comes back home so she won't know I killed it. Shout out to you, CC, if you're listening. I love you, Pookie. But that was it, you know. So it was a really good week. Next week is kind of busy. Got a couple of doctor's appointments. Not nervous about them, though. I'm really good with that. Got a lot of really good good news from our program. So things are looking up, you know, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. And, you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I love it.
What are you planning in?
Okay, so I always plan in the same, except I lost my B6. In my giant Zoom pile. But I currently have two A5 size planners, which I like, but I don't love just because they don't fit like standard vertical. I had this like fantasy that in my A5s, like for some reason in my brain, they were like A5 wides and fit standard vertical, and I could do the whole like standard vertical, like bougie kit girl life, like just like live that dream. But they're not standard vertical, so I still use a lot of kits in them. And I just like make giant collages. So in any case, so I'm in my first planning A5, which I use for work. It's the Get It Done planner. And I am in my Wandering Star, which I use to track my mood every week and energy and kind of see how it aligns with the astrological situation.
I've been looking at the Wandering Star planner And those are really cute.
Yeah, I definitely think they're cute. I think the planner is nice. So the planner and the stickers are kind of the same price. So I ended up getting the planner, and I like it. I don't know. I know I sounded like I had something else to say, but that's it. I have.
Well, sorry.
No, you're good.
I cracked open those jelly beans, of course.
Yum! Can I have a couple? Can you, like, send a couple virtually? Just like, I'm mom.
I got you.
Thank you.
I love to share. So, I was going to say something about... What was I going to say? The Wandering Star Planner. Oh, I was going to say, it's a new quarter.
That's true.
And so, of course, the Queen's Gambit Planner System from the Cover Up Queens Planner Couture is out. I'm not sure if it's too late to purchase it, but if you can, you should. I mean, if you are thinking about what you want to do for 2024 and you haven't come up with a good idea, hold on one second, Colin. If you haven't figured out what you want to do for 2024 and you want to try something out, I think now is the perfect time to try a new planner or planner system because you just have these last 3 months. I am not
such a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not a whatever you call those things, PR person for them. I've just used the planner and I love it. And so just if you want to try it out, try something new, even if it's not that planner, whatever you want to try for next year, try it out for the last 3 months and give it a test. Hold on, I'm going to answer the caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm great, caller. What's your name?
My name is Candace with Plan with CCK.
Hey, Candace.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Hey, Candace.
Are you calling to? Are you calling to tell us where our girl Coco is?
No, because nobody wouldn't tell me the answer. So no, I know she's over. I do know she has a passport. She had to get her passport, but I don't know where she's at. I'm still
looking.
You should
guess.
No, because you already told me no. I was already told no.
Well, I was told that I didn't know, but I don't.
Okay.
Nobody told me.
I think you should take three guesses.
Three guesses?
Three guesses.
How? Let's go with number one, I'm going to say the Bahamas. Probably not.
No, she's not in the Bahamas, but keep that answer in mind because she's going somewhere for her birthday, remember.
Yes, she is. Is she going to Mexico?
Not Mexico.
Not Mexico. She's in the island.
It's in the United States.
Oh, in the United States. Can I get another hint? Is it east, west, coast,
it's up north?
New York. Is
no.
It New York?
No.
Where did I go up north?
Up north.
We're not talking, I mean, Canada's up north. You got Alaska. I don't think she's going to Alaska.
Canada's not the United States.
I know Canada's not the United States. I'm just saying up north. See, you got up north, you got New York. Yeah, Chicago. I wouldn't go to Chicago. Yeah.
I don't even technically consider Chicago up north. I would consider that Midwest.
Yeah. New Jersey? Okay, never mind that. No, what, really? Bye? That's how you do your people? You know, I was listening. I did. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Better call in.
You do know. Okay, call back.
I do know. North Carolina? Is it, I mean, we're not up north, but yeah.
No.
But I was calling to let you know about a bag for your oxygen. Because someone said.
No, don't you call it that. Don't you call it that. It's a jetpack.
It's a jetpack. Well, yes, I do. I am a 31 consultant, and we do have a couple bags that could fit your jetpack.
Okay. Can I put it on my back?
I will send you the link. Yes, you can put it on your back.
Oh, yeah.
You put it on your back, and it's insulated to an extent to keep it cool. I was just sitting here looking at my account. So, yes. Now, I know you wanted a rainbow style. We don't have rainbow.
No, we don't have
You don't want
rainbow?
Okay. Okay.
No, we don't have
rainbow.
I
just want to make
rainbow.
Sure. No. Got to look out for my girl. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. I'm only extra gay in the summer months.
Oh, in the summer months, so we do have a blue.
So sounds like
burgundy.
It's rainbow and the rainbow.
Say that again, JC.
Oh, sorry. It sounds like you need like a rainbow and a not rainbow.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. Oh, there's one that's on sale.
Oh yeah, definitely. Send me a link.
So you don't want to throw me no hints on where Coco is at?
I threw you a hint.
I truly love y'all.
I don't know if you believe my hint, but I threw it to you.
Yeah, you did. I said, so let me go back up and look at my up north. Nobody better not call in.
Okay.
I'll let y'all get back
the
to
map.
The show. I'm looking at the map.
Okay,
I am.
Well, I'll back when you know the answer.
I will. Y'all ladies have a lovely night.
Okay. You too.
Right,
thank
love.
You. I'm going to hear from you
You're
again.
Welcome.
You ain't going to tell me tonight.
I might hear from you again. But y'all know I go to sleep. I'm a little bit old, so I do take my naps very on cue.
Seriously, okay? All right.
All right, talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right, see you later.
Awesome. Now, like, my wheels are turning. I guess, or, no, we want callers to guess.
No, we want callers to guess, but. If you send me a message, I'll tell you if you are correct.
Oh, no, but then I'll know. And then when people ask me, I won't be able to keep my mouth shut. I mean, I will, but I'll feel really guilty about it.
Okay. Well, I won't tell you.
Sometimes
my
friends is bliss.
So, yeah, we were talking about quarter three and trying new things.
Yeah.
I've been watching... Are you on YouTube? Yeah, you watch YouTube all the time, too.
Yeah. So mostly I watch, like, BookTube, but I do watch YouTube.
Planner
I also love, I mostly watch BookTube, but I love all videos. Like, that is my porn.
Okay, so why do you like haul videos?
Because I love discovering new shops, and I love seeing what people get. Like, I love seeing the way that people put different things together. Like, you know, like, I'm obsessed with design. Maybe you don't know that. I don't know. I, like, love, like, collaging things and stuff. And I feel like in a haul video, you get to see, like, most people in the planner community don't collage. Like, most people do. But I feel like in a haul video, you get to see kind of, like, a collage on like a month level. Does that make any sense? Where like people are like getting stuff from different shops. You kind of, I mean, at first it was like I didn't know anything about the community, and that plus like looking at tags on Instagram is how I discovered like all the shops that I got to know. And then sales, of course, like I would look at all the shops in a sale. But I just like love seeing what people pick, like what people are obsessed with, like how their visions, because some people don't really have visions. A lot of people will have like a specific style though. Like I have to create like weird visions for my months because otherwise like I feel like my style is everywhere. Like, I love a bunch of different things. But anyway, I think it's just, like, really fun to see. So, and I also feel like you get to know more of the person. Well, I don't know. I feel like a lot of Plan With Me videos are, they're not really focused on the design or, like, why people things that they're using. Some of them are, but for the most part, it's just kind of like, I'm using this, like, let's lay this down, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like in a haul video, you get to hear a little bit more about, like, what people love about the products. I don't know.
I think that is why I like my girl Scrapcraft, excuse me, y'all, I'm sorry, Scrapcraftastic Rachelle so much, because she'll talk to you about balance, and she'll talk about, like, why she puts the darker washi on the bottom and the lighter washi at the top, or vice versa. She talks about how she frames the pages. She talks about, like, where she places her floral. Like, she so that I'm not willy-nilly cutting flowers in half and trying to make it fit.
Yeah, totally.
I go ham with them florals.
Did you go ham with the florals?
I do. I do.
Yeah, I love her. I think I've watched a few of her videos and really liked them. But yeah, so what were you talking about though with the planner tube?
Oh, so I've been watching planner videos, and everybody is got their panties in a bunch over their 2024, like, planner lineup, planner setup.
Oh.
And so I watched Sam Yee Plans, and she really made something. She said something on her video that I've been saying, you know, behind the scenes to my friends for a long time. Shout out to Christian at the Paper Fan, because I can talk to her about these things, and she doesn't think I'm absolutely nuts. But I don't remember giving a fuck about what my planner was going to be for the next year in fucking September, bro. Like, I remember, like, maybe November, at the beginning of December, like, okay, let's look for another planner. But when the fuck?
Well, it's funny because a lot of the major companies haven't come out with their, like, big launch for 2024, so it feels a little premature to me. I mean, I've known what I was going to be planning in for months now. For 2024.
But that's because you have planner peace.
Well, I also don't think that planners give us planner peace. Like, I think it's less about what planner you're using and more about, like, the mindset that you have towards your life overall.
And the planning that you're actually doing in the planner.
Yeah, the planning that you're actually doing in the planner. And, you know, I mean, I'm that bitch that, like, used an Excel spreadsheet until, like, I had a crisis in, like, fall of 2020 when my life fell apart. And then I just deleted structure from my life because I, like, couldn't handle it anymore. I had, like, overstructured. So I tracked, like, every single minute of my entire day in an Excel spreadsheet. And anyway, so, like, I think that's just, like, super basic, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like that's one of the better methods. I haven't been able to go back to it since then because of the panic attack.
Right.
But I actually feel like that was like super effective for me. And then otherwise, like, I just really love decorating in my paper planners, and I'll use them functionally. But for me, it's more about, like, visualizing, and I can do that, like, visualizing my day, visualizing my week, like, giving me a kind of genre or, like, narrative or story to tell about it. And that I feel like I can do, I don't know. I can do that at any size. So.
And I'm kind of like that too, because I used to just use, you know, regular shit. A composition book worked for me, you know.
Yeah, even.
I ain't picky like that. But what she said was, what she said was that she blames Hope like this, but I'm just, you know,
paraphrasing.
Yeah, she said she blames fucking Hobonichi because in August they start previewing what they're going to release, and then September 1st they release it, and then everybody orders it. So all of September you have all these unboxing videos.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting their order, and then the rest of the year they're setting the shit up, and then hell, by December they're using it.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
so it,
yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, and you think about it, Sterling Inc., who is making the most, I would say, competitive of the Hobonichi dupes, they had a pre-order out very, very early.
Yeah.
People are getting ready to get them. So they're all talking about it, thinking about it. And so it's got people who, well, people are watching those videos, inundated with those videos. Even the Moxie Life people released 45 videos at one time, you know, talking about what's coming out, what's coming out, what's coming out. And is it Moxie? Whatever. You know who I'm talking about. And so
yeah.
It gives everybody this kind of anxiety about, oh, no, what am I going to use? What am I going to use? So I just pretty much said, if I'm not going to use what I already have, like,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not going to use GG equivalent, here, do I still call her GG or do I call her something else?
You definitely rename her because I feel like that'll be fun.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. So if I'm not going to use a GG equivalent, the Queen Gambit, you know, planner system, I'm going to go back to something like, you know, a Stalogy, even if it's not a B6 Stalogy, even if it's just my little A6 that I think someone called Anastasia.
Ooh.
I think Kristen named her Anastasia.
That's cute.
Thank you. I've sticker bombed the front of her. I'll take a picture and send it to you, post it so you guys can see her. She's looking good.
I'm so excited. You've, like, got me on the Stalogy train. I think I may once, because I know that Shan at the Honey Bee Shop isn't going to be restocking her planner after this round. So just because, you know, there are so many other kind of similar to Moe River paper planners. I need to do a B6 Stalogy and try the setup thing again. I don't know.
I think you should try it, even if you only use it for journaling or notebook or, I mean, I guess you can't use it for journaling because you probably can the little notebooks.
Yeah.
But even if you just use it for a decorative outlet, a watch book, whatever.
Yeah.
I like, they can take a beating. You hear me?
That's the thing. Like, I think it would be really nice to have, like, one that can just, not going to fall apart.
It's not. And then when it gets super fat, you can just fold it back on itself. And that's it.
You know,
I love it.
That's my lifestyle.
Ooh, hold on. Let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
It's me, guys. It's me again.
Where do you think Coco is?
I think she's in Pennsylvania.
Did you go look on her Facebook page? You are right.
Look, I am. I'm a detective, and then also I use my links, my people. I can phone a friend, text a friend. I have friends.
Nice. Committed. I admire the commitment.
Okay. Thanks, anytime.
You are going to get that.
Your package. Real Plans will be out It has some items from Isis Ella Jewels. It has a set of Real Talk, Real Plans logo stickers. I might even be able to find some Messy, Not Malicious stickers to throw in there for you.
Damn, that's what I need. I'll be putting that in my planner.
Oh,
while I
so
have you on the air, Miss
Riri,
quick question. Where do you get your planner stuff from? What planner are you using?
I use the Queen's Gambit. It is a planner system. It is from the Cover Up Queens.
Cover Up Queens, okay.
I will send you a link to their page. The planner has, let me just rave about this planner. And I keep saying I'm going to do a YouTube video. I ordered one of those things, you guys. You know, the thing that can make me so you can see my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And record. I ordered one, so. For Advent Palooza.
Yes, I can't wait for the Advent videos.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
So, it has monthly, weekly, daily. It has a section for home that includes routines, menu planning, travel plans, and all of that. It has a cleaning schedule. It has a medical log with copayment notes, doctor appointments, that kind of stuff. It has travel section. I don't know if I said that already, where you have a packing list, and then it has, like, travel details. It has a coin section for your finances where it has a monthly financial goals, a financial tracker with everything, savings, expenses, you know, all the budget babes, dreams for the quarter. It has a goals section where you talk about your goals, the category, the deadline, and the reward that you give yourself. It has goal maps, brainstorming. It has a section for lists, and this time it had, because the holiday season is approaching, it had like a holiday meal planner in the back of it. So it's a whole system. Like, you don't have to have 15 planners. The only thing that I would advise is that you may need a few extra note pages.
Okay. That sounds nice. I'm looking for a new one.
Yeah, and I mean, and like I say, it's 3 months. It's just 3 months, but it's not a subscription. So if you don't want it again, you don't have to like, oh, I got to remember to cancel. That's what I like the most about it, because I ain't never used my Sterling Ink. I mean, let me not lie. I use my Sterling Ink subscription, but I ain't going to never cancel it because I love it. But I'll use it, but I should. But if I didn't get it, would I be looking for it? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. It does.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through, like, my Patreon and had to, like, for financial reasons, I had to, like, chop a lot of the subscriptions that I have, and it is so hard. It's so hard.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think... I did that to my subscriptions. I haven't bought Villa Beautiful in 2 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I wanted that pink Halloween, but I don't really like pink, but it was just so cute, but I didn't get it. and so, yeah, I feel for that. But that's why I like I said, that's why I like it. Because it's not a subscription, it's a choice that it's a choice that I make. And so if you do decide to order it, just tell them I sent you, because actually I'm going to go see them in October. Did I tell y'all I got approved?
No, what?
No.
I'm going to Nashville to go hang out with the Planner Queens at the Pink Lady event.
Fun.
I absolutely love Grease 2. I don't know about Grease 1. Don't come for me, but Grease 2 is the bee's knees, and I'm going to go hang out with them. I'm excited.
I'm excited for
it's
you.
It's so fun. I can't wait to hear how it goes. I can't wait to hear all the
me
pieces.
Too.
Yeah, and if I decide to go live that night while I'm there.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. I might. Let me see if I have my stuff with me. And so I'll see who's there to go live with me. And I can do
that. That would be so fun.
I know! But yeah, I'm excited about that. Candace, what planner do you use right now?
I am using, Passion Planner. I'm using Passion Planner daily because I like to take notes. I need the hour time on the other side. And then I'm also using Passion Planner Weeks Undated. I have a couple. And then I use Her Disorganized Plan for my devotion. And I use Happy Planner Dashboard for my catch-all.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of planners.
So you are a multi-planner girl.
Yes, ma'am. And I got to find a planner for next year for my book.
Yeah. Are you gonna like book plan, or are you thinking more about like book journaling, like where you're writing reviews and stuff, or do you want a planner that'll help you like plan your TBRs and stuff?
I'm thinking about doing something similar to what Christian showed last night in our planner shenanigans group, where she takes a journal and basically rates her books for, you know, her top five, do my reviews, also add a TBR, and then if I decide to do like a book-a-thon reading for the month. So, yes.
You should join the Astrology Club.
Just about to say that. Just get Astrology, bro.
Because I think it'll be, the way that Kristen had it set up I think her handle is Kristen Creates for anybody that's interested, is that it was kind of like a Bujo style.
Mm-hmm.
And so she like decided what spread she wanted to do at the front, and she's like back journaling her year, which I think is so smart because like I always forget by December what books I read.
Mm-hmm.
Although this year I read the same book 10 times. Well, I read the same like series, like set of six books like 10 times in the middle of the year. So I think it'll be a little bit easier, but than normal. But normally it's so hard to remember. Like I think I had my hockey romance phase this year. I'm pretty sure that was at the beginning of the year, but I can't remember now.
Hockey romance. That cracks me up.
It was so fun. It's really good. I read, like, every hockey romance that I could stomach, like, because some of them, like, were very bad, but audiobook at the New York Public Library. I read every single one.
Okay.
Some of them were very good. I learned a lot about hockey.
I don't know about hockey. I don't know if I can do hockey romance.
You have to have your hockey romance era. That's how you learn. I also learned a lot about firefighting, like not firefighting like in a house, but like how fire departments are set up and stuff when I went through my firefighter romance era.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I'm like, oh, boy.
I know, we're more fantasy readers here, I know, but that's how I learn about different, like, subcultures is through contemporary.
I would just like to share that I went on Kristen's page, and God damn it, her page is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true.
It is beautiful.
Yes. Yes, I love her page. I get in trouble when I mess around with her page.
Yeah, I'm almost envious. Like, I can't take pictures like this. Like, is she putting it in a program? Is that her desk?
Okay.
She's a bad girl. That's a bad girl.
Kristen is admittedly one of those people who buys, beads and stuff for flat lays. So she kind of has from what I understand, I think she has like a flat lay box where she has like stores stuff to make her flat lays beautiful, which honestly, I don't hate.
I don't hate it. It is beautiful. Man. And I think she uses something called CapCut. I wonder if that costs, because I think I want that.
CapCut is free.
Yeah, it's free. I got that too.
For videos? Yeah.
You use that too? Does it
brighten up the pictures? Yes, it's all about your editing. It's all about how you edit your videos and your lighting too. I have to say, some of your lighting.
Okay.
Yeah, CapCut is a video editor.
Probably why I don't have as many followers as everybody else, because my shit is just regular degular.
No. I'm not going to say that because mine is a regular degla too.
Man, and I lost a follower between now and last night.
Dude, I lose followers all the time. I just don't pay attention to it. But, like, when I go in every once in a while and I look, it's like 15 followers lost this day. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. We gained 16 the next day.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but now that I've gone down that rabbit hole, question my whole existence.
Not your whole existence. Do we want to talk about freebies? Because me and Erica, for the last, like, 2 weeks, have been texting each other. Like, these are, like, our 3 a.m. texts is, like, what do you think about this freebies? Like, top three, bottom three. Like, we did a whole game in Planner Shenanigans, like, fuck, marry, kill of freebies for the last, for one of the sales a couple weeks ago. And I want to talk about it. What makes a good freebie? And callers, please call in because, like, I need to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. So, Candace, before you... try to disappear for your nap. What kind of freebies do you like from shops?
Smaller than, I need something bigger than a quarter size sheet of paper. I don't need these miniature. I shouldn't say that. Oh, Father.
So when you say quarter size, do you mean like 1/4 of an 8.5 by 11 or like literally the size of a quarter, because I've seen that.
I'm talking about a size of a quarter and going up even close to, like, I mean, if you can give me a nice size contact, like, a contact card, like your card that you sent me for the very first time, you had decent size stickers that I could use. I'm not talking about something that has a dinosaur and then... What else I wouldn't use? I don't have cats, so I wouldn't need a cat. So a dinosaur and a baby bottle. I don't use nothing like that. Give me something that I use. You know I like planners. You know I like pens. Put a sticker or something or a phrase that you know that I could possibly use that is across the board for everybody.
You know
we
what?
All have, that I mean.
Like, give us planner deco that's planner. Like, that seems like the most, like, generic in a good way.
Yes.
Like, kind of deco to put on a freebie.
I absolutely agree with that. I can. Please don't give me a dinosaur.
I don't need a dinosaur.
Or is under some circumstances, like, I don't know. I think they're pretty cute, but I think
they are cute with a kid.
Yeah,
but if that's your logo, I understand. Okay. If that's your logo, that's cool. I mean, because you have some shops that use ghosts, that use other, like, particular icons. That's their logo. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But give me something besides your logo that I can use. Yeah.
That's a dinosaur. If you have, like, a character that's a dinosaur, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like, don't just give me a random sarcophagus And
and
like you said, a baby bottle. Because what am I going to do with that on a regular day? Like, okay, if it's Halloween face, yes. But the baby bottle doesn't go. Like, I need something that all goes together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the other thing is that you need something that's going to go with not only all together on the freebie sheet, because most freebies sheets are small. Frolicking Brains' aren't, but most of them are. But, like, at least for the upcoming sale, I have some, like, wild freebies. But I think that the, like, for the most part, right, it's like you need something that's going to go with other stuff and not just stuff that people buy from your shop. I don't know. I think it's, like, a big dilemma from a, like, shop owner perspective, you know, what to put on a freebie sheet. If I think if you do foil, it's pretty easy because you can just put some of, like, you can either do, like, a themed foil thing or whatever, and people can add that into whatever spread they're doing, or a generic foil. Sorry, my brain jumped ahead. So you can either do, like, a themed, like a Halloween foil or a generic foil, and, you know, people can just, like, add that onto their spreads, and it's going to look really good. But if you don't, and you're just making, like, that, you know, business card size sheet, it's really hard to, like, come up with what people can actually use other than, like, scripts and icons and stuff.
I think what you said really resonated with me, and it made a whole lot of sense. When I'm looking at a freebie, I expect to see things that the shop is known for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Frolicking Brains, the whole company is based off of journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when you send out our freebie, and it is a little bitty notebook with several prompts in it that actually get you to think,
yeah,
that makes sense. When Villa Beautiful sends out, a freebie, it doesn't have a pen because that would be too expensive. However, most of her freebies has a pen on it.
Right.
There you
go. A picture of her pen.
Right, like a stickers of pens. And they sell stickers of pens. Like all of their like collections will have a sticker sheet that goes with the collection.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think looking at them, I need to get some type of idea of what your shop has to offer. If you focus a lot on funny, snarky, sassy, whatever, scripts or quotes, put that on there. Put a couple of put a couple of layering boxes and be done. But I think what bothers me the most are these random ass like page flags. Because I can't do much with it.
Yeah.
And if I do something with it, am I really tag you in my post? Because I use that one random ass page flag?
They want you to.
Yeah.
No.
They want you to.
Look, I started tagging people in all of exactly. Monica Penny Pincher Planner said, fucking tiny dots, bruh. Like, no. I had a post and I tagged every person that I used on there, and I told them, y'all better be happy because this shit take a long time to do stuff like Deb does and the way you do to tag every single shop from every single piece of fucking washing you put on that thing. That shit take a long time, and if you're not sharing it, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing it for.
When I first started in the planner community and I first started decorating, it took me a minute to get into decorating. And, like, some of my very first posts are just, like, paper and a pen and, like, my to-do list when I was moving. But when I started getting into decorating, because it was so scary for me to use stickers at first. Like, literally, I have had so many therapy sessions on picking a sticker up off of the sheet and putting it down permanently on a piece of paper. Did that. Like, it was a challenge. Like, I learned how many shops you can tag, or like how many people you can tag on Instagram, because I maxed out. Like, I used like 25 shops on a page. And you can only tag 20.
I didn't know you can max out. I did not know you can max out on tagging somebody.
Yeah, you max out at 20. And so, like, for me, it was super fun to do that. And I would do that for, like, everything, right? Like, a little tiny piece of foil, like, and I would try really, like, that, because y'all know I love to smash. I love to collage. And I love to kind of, like, use things in unexpected ways and make them my own. And so for me, that was, like, a super fun challenge. And I felt like I was able to kind of document that by tagging people. But unless you're doing something like that, like, unless you're weird and have had a bunch of therapy and, like, feel like it's a, like, personal accomplishment to be able to tag that many shops and use that many stickers, I feel like it's not, and that didn't really benefit me to do. I just thought it was fun and I did it. And I was also trying to, like, kind of get my name out there at that point. So I was new to the community. So I think, like, that was also part of what motivated me. But I agree. I mean, I think that, like, I think it's helpful for your freebies to, sorry, like, kind of coughed in the middle of the pool. I think it's helpful for your freebies to, like, represent your shop. And even if somebody isn't going to like it, like, I think that's great. Like, when we were, like, kind of doing our lowest and highest rankings for the PVC sale, that's when I'm, like, created some stuff really highly that I would never buy, but I felt like represented the shop really well and was going to attract the customers. Like, I don't know. I think that a lot of people lose track of what the freebies are for. Like, they're supposed to be a marketing tool. And
right.
So if you're not communicating to potential customers and to your current customers, like, what you do and what they can expect from your shop, then it's not, they're not functioning the way that they're, like, it's like, what's the point of even sending them, you know, or making them? Because I know a lot of people spend boatloads of time printing and cutting those freebies.
Oh, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. It has to be something better for me. Yeah, mm-mm. And know what? For them to cut that out or spend that much time, you're trying to attract people that normally don't come to your site. If I'm shopping at Frolic and Brains on this sale, and I see if I get a nice freebie from a different shop in the bundle, it may attract me to go when there's another sale. It may attract me to go to that site to buy something. So I say it's very important that you do something with your freebies that can bring more attraction to your site. That's just me.
No, I definitely agree. I think it needs to be, you know, useful.
Yeah.
But on that note, because I know y'all going to be talking about the sale, I'm going to get off and let me sit back and listen to y'all talk about the sale and get my nap on.
All right,
on.
Well, make sure you get your notebook so that you can
start
your list as we get started right now.
Cool.
Yes, ma'am. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a great week, ladies.
You too.
Have a great week, Candace.
Bye.
Okay.
This is the plan with CCK. If you did not know, and if you're not following, give her a follow.
Oh, I love her style and her.
She's really good. One of her spreads, I was like, man, we kind of play alike. That looked like me. I didn't know it. I'm surprised.
Like, so, it's like you scroll your, like, or you refresh your Instagram feed and it's like, oh, Twilight Zone. Like, I don't remember making that. Is that me?
Right. Okay, so tonight we are
also forgot to mention this until now, but Candace and I are going to be going live on Instagram tomorrow before the book club meeting, before Get Lit, which if you love reading fan, okay, I'm just going to shamelessly plug a couple of things. One of them is that if you love reading fantasy especially, DM me and join our Get Lit book club. But the other thing is that before that, we have a meeting tomorrow for the September book. But before that, Candace and I are going live on Instagram, and we're going to plan for the Thick Bitches Day, which I think is on Friday. I think its technical name is like the, what is it, plus size?
Plus size appreciation
day or whatever. Yeah. But we're going to be using like verse planning their Thick Bitches.
Oh, yeah. I had to get me a couple of those. I didn't get all of them. I didn't get the one I wanted the most.
No.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, I am the girl that I want the most in my dreams, so it's okay.
I love that.
Speaking of, for this week, I used some of the verse planning goth dolls.
Fuck yeah. I've been using them for Halloween, too.
Yes. So I'm really excited. So we are talking about a sale that's coming up this weekend called the Budget Be Damned Sale. I know you have seen me time and time again share information for it, because I know lots of shops that are in it many times. Not necessarily know the people, but a couple of people mm-hmm. that I do know that are in it, I do love. And so, as always, I always share things from the people that we love. So this time, the sale is in 4 days, and it starts Friday, right?
Yeah, it starts on Friday.
So it starts Friday on October the 6th through Sunday, September the 8th. And there are 3, 6, 9, 12, 13 shops in it. And, of course, Frolicking Brains is in the sale. So,
yes.
Of course, I want to start there.
Okay.
I mean, it's only right, right?
Sure.
All right. So we are going to go over to Frolicking Brains and see what all they have to offer this week. I know they'll be offering 30% off. Man, if you haven't seen some of the things over there, you have to, you know, get yourself together, because I have almost one of everything.
Almost one of everything, yeah.
Almost one of everything.
I think you didn't get – so when I did, like, 3 collections – that weekend, I think you were more selective because it was so much.
Yeah, I was.
To choose from.
I was a little broke. that week. So I was like, yeah, I can't do that. But I did get a lot of the Fat Witches that you have on sale.
Yeah.
The plus size witches that have cute little quotes, cute little comments, fat witch, equal bad witch, bad bitch. I really like that. I like the artwork. It was very organic. It looked like a real fat woman, you know?
Yeah, totally. So honestly, a lot of the art that I have purchased is, for some reason, I was noticing that a lot of the art that I had released that far, like up into that point, like you'll know that I care a lot about like fat women and representation and having, you know, different skin tones represented, different sizes represented. But I realized during the last, during my birthday sale that I hadn't released a ton of like fat people. In the art that I had been using. And so it was really important to me to like represent that. And I was like kind of looking up some art in Canva, actually. So, like, you can find those and kind of make your own if you want to. And I priced them kind of accordingly. But yeah, and then they took some quotes that I loved, and from some of them are like stuff that I tell myself, like fat witch, bad bitch, which is just like how I identify in the world. And then some of them are from Hocus Pocus, which we had watched in Frolicking Brains that week. And those were like a last minute addition, like last minute inspiration, but I love them so much. I think they might be my favorite thing that I released that week.
Yeah, and I think they should definitely be something that you don't take away from the holiday, like after the holiday, because you can be a fat bitch who's magic all the time and not just around spooky.
100%. 100%. I mean, you know, I'm spooky all year. Like I said, like I identify personally as like a fat witch, bad bitch. That's like my life motto.
Yeah, I think it might be mine now. I really, really like getting those. And I'm looking on the site now at, so wait a minute. I didn't see these sheep journal charms. Those are so cute. I'm looking now and I'm noticing that I probably didn't get all the fat bitches and I probably need some of those. I think I missed a couple.
I don't think I made a bundle of them. All the bundles are requested by Erica. I make those for you.
Yeah,
but
I have decision fatigue.
Girl, I feel that. I mean, that's why I do the mega mix. Because, like, I can't decide what I want to put into the washi mega mix is, like, it's, like, thicker paper, but I print a ton of different washi designs and, like, sticker washi, and I cut them kind of, like, queer cut is what I call them. I cut them wacky, and I just, like, put them all in a bag, and then anybody who orders the mega mix, I, like, take a few of each so that like you don't have to decide, you know, what you want. I decide for you.
Listen, she said just sticker paper. I don't know what the fuck you call this paper, but it is smooth. And I know you
unicorn paper. It's the super expensive, like special unicorn paper.
Yeah, the unicorn paper. But listen, hear me. It's smooth because you're writing on it with a gel pen. It is so smooth under a ballpoint pen.
Ooh,
I'm telling you, try it out. Just try it in a little small circle, small square on your thing. Just write your name real quick and feel how it glides across that paper. I love it. I love it.
I usually use a permanent pen on them because the ballpoint doesn't dry really well. But it sounds like the gel doesn't dry really well, but it sounds like ballpoint does.
Yeah, ballpoint is mostly dry when you put it on the paper.
Okay, cool.
I mean, of course, I use a good ballpoint pen. I've been using the U brand. Oh, I need to place my order for those. That's what I'm going to give out for Christmas. These U brand pens called the Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
I got one from a young lady who, Amethyst Oddities. She sat at my table. What's the name of the event? The Harry Potter event?
Yeah.
And that's what she put in her table mate gift. And when I tell you, I don't leave home without it. Like, I mean, I have beautiful Villa Beautiful pens. I have beautiful Angel Shop pens. That Monterey got me in a chokehold right now. Like, that thing is smooth. And it's smooth like butter on your paper.
Okay, I need you to post a link, in the Realist so that we can all look into, like, the Facebook group so that we can all look into it.
I sure will. Shout out to the Realist because, baby, we is growing. We got almost 50 people in there.
I know.
We are reading a book together. We're finally reading the 12-week year.
Nice.
This week we read chapters 1 through 6. They were very, very short chapters. Of course, They took place of my classic reading, and so I was listening to it to go to bed, but I think I've, you know, got it in my brain, and we're working on it. Yeah. Speaking of classic reading, this week is Hamlet.
I love that you read a play as you go to bed, like that you read Shakespeare when you go to bed. That just, like, blows my mind. I love it so much.
Is there anything else in your shop that...
Yeah. So I can talk about freebies because we've been talking about it so far. And I texted you earlier today. It is my goal for Frolicking Brains, like my new little challenge for myself is for Frolicking Brains to have a reputation for the best fucking freebies in the Plannerverse. Because, like, I was that bitch who I was, like, abroad. I was in Germany, and it was, like, an ungodly hour in the U.S., but it was, like, an especially ungodly hour in Germany. And I would wake up in the middle of the night to place an order to get the freebies, and then you get them, and it's disappointing. And it's just, you know, a tiny little sticker of something. And you, like, have to figure out, like, you have to do, like, a whole YouTube challenge to, like, figure out how to use it in your spread. And, like, I don't want that for anyone. So, during the sale, Frolicking Brains is primarily, well, it started primarily as, like, journaling, like a journaling group. And I recently got into stickers, and those have been really popular. So, I sell die cut stickers that I'm currently hand cutting because that's the life that we live. Although after the like 25 page, like A4 sized 25 of them that I hand cut this week after the birthday sale, I'm going to figure out how to use my Silhouette. In any case, so we have a Y2K birthday themed freebies, and whether you spend $5 or $150, you are going to get usable freebies at, like, each level. So the All Orders freebie is a set of kind of gifts. It's like a gift theme, and you'll get a whole A4 sheet of die-cut stickers that I will hand-cut for you, and you'll also get a 6 queer cut washi, like wacky washi strip stickers, and then you'll get a different set of die cuts that feature fashion girls, different fashion girls. So from at $33, at $66, and at $99, you'll get a new set of die cuts and another 6 washi strip stickers, which honestly, if you spent $5 at Frolicking Brains, you would have enough stickers for like a week of spreads. But then at the $133 tier, I'm including 6. I may decide that this is a bad idea after this sale, but we'll see. You'll get 6 full page stickers and I'm including just B6 and A5 size. If you're a classic girly, let me know and we may be able to work something out. But those are going to be full-page stickers, and you just put some boxes down. I'm also including 44 boxes that you can layer, use to layer on those sheets.
Did you
get
44?
Yeah, you know I can't decide. So it'll be a set of 22... what is it called? Just like the basic colors, like the solid boxes, and then a set of 22 pattern boxes. And if you're curious what those look like, you can check out the site. If any of the boxes listings, like they're all the same. So it'll be like that set of boxes that are kind of, they're sized for Happy Planner, but they'll fit, you know, any planner size.
Man, that
so those
a
are Yeah, and they're kind of, so those are like birthday themed. You can either, you know, use them if you have a birthday in your life coming up, or, you know, hang on to them until you have a birthday. If you're in the Frolicking Brains Patreon and you order, I'm also going to include a celebrate yourself journal, which will have a like sticker on the front, and then it'll be a blank journal. I know it's sometimes I get really enthusiastic on the prompts, and they don't totally fit in 1 month journal. So it'll be cool to either like to use as an overflow journal or as like a kind of birthday, you know, celebrating yourself all through the year kind of journal. So that's what I'm getting as freebies. And it's basically, if you look up just like a bundle, it'll actually probably be closest to the Hocus Pocus bundle in terms of size of everything. If you look up a bundle, it's basically all of those elements, and they're just kind of spread out over the different tiers, except like in each of them, you'll get something that you can use for like multiple daily or weekly, you know, spreads in your planner or journal.
Yeah, that is a lot.
I'm going hand.
And you hand cutting it. That's even more, you know.
Yeah.
Even more amazing.
I enjoy it. It's not that hard for me to, like, fulfill sticker orders. Like, I don't know. It's really fun. I enjoy it. Like, printing and cutting stickers is, like, my life. And designing.
I love that it's not, the things in your shop are not stereotypical. They are not all extra tiny. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of them are huge. Like, and I cannot use it in, like, my planner in a typical way, right? Like, I can't put the big-ass planner on my Sunday. But I love that I can put it in my Stylogy.
Yeah.
On a page with a wacky strip. And that's the page. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I love that you are changing the game in this freebie thing. And I think I talked about it with the journal. Like, I mean, who else is giving you a whole ass journal, no matter how small it may be?
It's a B6 size insert.
No. I'm talking about the other ones that you gave for the freebie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like the palm of my hand.
Yeah, that's right. Those are my, like, swap freebies.
Yeah, but the prompts are, like, deep. They're actually, like, fun and something to do and not just, color do you wish the sky could be, you know?
Yeah, they're not, like, I intend for them not to be, like, Googleable. Right? I mean, they come out of my brain. So, like, all the prompts that I give, whether inside of Frolicking Brains or on my Instagram feed or whatever, like, they're all weird because they come from me. Sometimes they're
right.
Too weird. Sometimes I post them in Facebook group, in, like, the BBG Facebook group, and it's, like, crickets. And I'm like, oh, yeah, nobody knows how to answer this because, like, it just fell out of my brain.
Well, I need you to tag me in those, and I will definitely answer because I can be weird.
Okay, cool. I definitely will.
Since we're talking about out-of-the-box and non-stereotypical, another shop that is in the Budget Be Damned sale that has some really non-stereotypical artwork is Terribly Creative.
I love her so much.
Am I saying that correct?
Yeah, it's Terribly, like, terrible.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure because that's what I was getting from it. But, yeah, Terribly Creative. And she is – I have gotten, like, a freebie in one of your items from her and didn't even realize it until today when I was putting all of your stuff and season stuff in my Art Campy box.
Yeah.
That's where your stuff is now going, all of it. And so I saw it.
I was like, oh, I do have something.
Yeah. So she slabbed on, okay, so I got my order from her, and I was like, oh, my God, looks like acid. My frolickers need this because it looks like nuclear waste just, like, spilled all over this page just because the colors were so bright for some of her, like, her washi strips and her – she has this kind of, like, big, almost like a splatter or, like, a big just, like, wash for journaling pages. And I reached out to her and I was like, hey, like, would you be down to collab with me for the Frolicking Brains extension pack? And she did, and she, like, designed this, like, whole cute, like, dead strawberry situation that is exclusive to the pack. And anyway, she's amazing. I love her stuff so much. It's so weird. It's so trippy. It's so, like, Y2K, except, like, you know, if you were on acid. I was a little too young to be on acid for Y2K, it's that vibe. It's so cool.
We were just talking about, like, my classics, and I click on her site, and she has, like, one of those Julius Caesar statues.
Yes!
Acid washed afro. And I'm like, I need that.
I will say, if you love her stuff, you should definitely join her Patreon. She does printables every month, and it's super generous. It's like 12 pages of printables, and it's just so good.
Okay, I might have to look into that. But how much is it? Listen, I'm poor. Didn't I just tell you I'm not making a more profit? You are.
I don't remember exactly, but I want to say it's super affordable. The other thing about Tara is that her whole shebangle is, like, affordable, high-quality stickers. So she uses the really nice unicorn paper that I use, and it's also, like, her prices are insanely affordable.
I might have just died laughing in the middle of your speech, because I see a sticker on it says clean your water bottle, you moldy bitch.
I love that so much.
And I wonder so much when I see people with those big ass water bottles, like, when was the last time you washed this shit? I tell my son, like, all the time, like, put that shit in the sink. What am I going to take to school tomorrow? Put that shit in the sink, bro.
I have a moldy water bottle. It's hard to clean. It's real hard to get into all the nooks and crannies. I can't tell you how many water bottles I went through before I found this one. That it's like the mold would, like, get in some nook, and I couldn't get it out.
Let me just tell you. You ready?
Yeah.
Put that shit in the sink, bro. I will get it out for you.
In a while. You and Danny have to come over and, like, clean my life for me.
Danny needs to help me. But when it comes to the dishes, I got you.
Okay, cool.
You can do the kitchen, I can do the dishes. But only...
I'm here for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I love the, like, dark rainbow drippies.
Ooh, I haven't gotten there yet.
I have water drippies.
Her font is so cute.
It looks like
a serial killer wrote it. Like, typewriter, backwards letters.
Oh,
here, I'm going to kill you. And working and twerking, I need it. I'm filling my cart as we speak.
And the duct tape, seriously, if you're, like, a little bit weird, this is the shop for you.
Yeah. I love that her fifth grader wrote this week for her, or it looks like it at least, and now it's a sticker.
Exactly. Oh, I love her ghost, the melting ghost. Okay, okay. She's my favorite. I can shop there forever. Do we want to talk about another shop?
Yes. Okay. Okay. I can fill my cart after this. Okay. You pick. I picked yours, and then I picked hers. You pick the next one.
Let's talk about Salt and Sigil.
Ooh.
This is for, so she has stickers. She also has, and crystals, if you're that kind of bitch. I don't know how I got onto Salt and Sigil's Close Friends, but I love it. Her Close Friends Instagram stories are super fun.
Okay. Ooh, this is my kind of thing.
She's also one of the first shops I ever saw with, kinky stickers, and they're foiled. So you can kind of, lay them down in a spread and, people might not catch it right away. But she has a collection of foiled stickers with some personal massagers, some, ball gags. If you're into the kind of stuff that y'all talked about last week, it might be, this might be a good companion to your, personal massagers.
Ooh, and she has crystal scoops.
It's true.
I really like that. So I used to PR for some people, and I used to get all these crystals and all this stuff, right? And so after the whole thingamabob with that, I have not been wearing my crystals because I just didn't trust them anymore. So I said that the next full moon, I'm going to take them out and let them be cleansed. But
smart.
Yeah, that's smart, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Get the juju out, put new juju in.
Yeah. But I really like that. So I have to, ooh, I like these scoops. And I really love this. Wait a minute. Are these cards? Oh, did you see the tarot cards?
No.
Well, maybe they're not tarot cards. Yeah, it looks like Starseed with Guidebooks Oracle Deck.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know she has amazing journaling cards, too, that are foiled. And her foil options are bonkers. She has so many foil options.
And she does wax melts. I bet you they're better than other wax melt people I know.
I have no idea. I don't have a wax melter. So all of the wax melts in my life, I have no idea what to do with.
Break off a piece of them and put them in your and put it in something. Like a Crown Royal bag and put it in your panty drawer.
Oh.
Or maybe not your panty drawer, but, a drawer.
No, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
It smells really good. We don't buy bounce sheets anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Dryer sheets because, of course, the kids take their clothes out the dryer and they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife is protesting. We don't have them anymore. So in order to keep the closet smelling like laundry detergent, I'll put a wax melt square in the closet or something like that.
That's so smart.
I have already added the full moon schedule and the retrograde schedule to my cart.
Mm-hmm. I also love her little collections of deco. There are some from a while back that are octopus, tentacle themed, and those are fun.
I wanna inbox her, or maybe I could just Google it and find out what the sabots are, because that looks like something I need to know.
Say what? Sabots?
Sabots? Sabots?
Oh, yeah, a sabbat. Yeah, it's like a sabbath, like pagan holiday.
Oh, yeah. See, I need to Google all of that. I need to know those things.
You're in your witchy era.
Yeah, you know, I like knowledge. Yeah, I like this shop. I think it is, it's really cool for the crystal hoes. People who are really into the tarot cards and their crystals. And
if you're a foil floor, this is the shop for you.
Yeah, she got lots of foil. Lots of foil.
What should we talk about next?
I don't know. Let's see.
By the way, that was Salt and Sigil.
Yeah, Salt and Sigil. I mean, duh, from the name, you should know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to talk about, oh, no, you pick. It's your pick.
No, it's your pick. I just picked.
I want to talk about, let's go with Satin Doll. Her dolls are always so cute.
I love her art style.
Yeah, I do too. It's really, I want to say whimsical. Is that the right word?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that they're whimsical. They're also, like, I love, like, the abstraction.
Yeah.
And they have really big eyelashes, which I'm a huge fan of.
And the first thing I see on here is a book lover bundle.
Hell yeah.
That
is cute.
That is exciting. So she has a book lover bundle. It's really affordable, especially with, oh, damn, wait. I didn't see how much the sale was going to be. Her sale is, I mean, yeah, her percentage off is going to be 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And so 30% of 26 is, shit, really good. For as much as you're getting, you get doll die cut, sticker set, one die cut set, 5 sticker sheets. And that's really awesome. Every book lover's dream, get some quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good friend of mine used to be on her team. So I don't know. I've, like, always thought really highly of her shop.
Oh, and she's setting it up for the digital girly. She got you with the undated
mm-hmm.
digital planner.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she did digitals now. Or maybe she always did and I didn't know it.
She does do digitals. I think you can also, I think there's also like a custom option if I'm remembering correctly. I'm a huge fan of her Alice collection. I have a bunch of those stickers. If you're if you like to fall down rabbit holes like me.
Correct.
I love that. I think also if you are a tan redhead, she has stickers for you.
Yeah, and she has elephant charms, lots of charms.
Cute, yeah. I know she has, like, beads, earrings that are
gorgeous.
Yeah,
I didn't know she sold earrings. Those are cute.
Yeah, dude. She also has, like, waist beads. They're super cute.
You could do clip-on earrings. Let's talk about it, because people don't even talk about that anymore.
That's because they hurt.
Clip-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, some people aren't pierced. But piercing hurts.
That is also true. Or some people are like me. Like, I have pierced ears, but they are really, they've developed some sensitivities. I don't know. now I mostly just, like, decorate my planner. But, yeah.
I keep earrings in my purses because my head is so round, it looks like a meatball. So if I don't have on earrings, I think that people are looking at the roundness of my head. And so I try to put them on to kind of distract away from that.
Your head does not look like a meatball.
It's so round.
You have to keep it safe. I don't know what you're talking about. I have noticed that she has started releasing journaling stickers, and it looks like it has a similar format to the Honey Bee Shop's journaling stickers, like at the back of her book. I don't know, maybe they use the same template, but if you like those, I think you'll like Satin Doll Co.'s journaling stickers.
Oh, where? I don't see those. Let's see.
Search for journal stickers.
All right. Because, you know, that's my jam.
I know. It's, like, a lot of rippies and then some, like, little, what are they called? Like, faux washi strips.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are cute.
Yeah.
So for October, do you do any breast cancer awareness spreads, or are you spooky, y'all? You know,
okay. Spooky. So I've already decorated my work planner for October, and it is spooky. But a friend of mine was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. I mean, I've always known people with breast cancer, but I'm not a big awareness girly. Like, I feel like awareness is important, and I think organizations that bring awareness to things and, you know, get funding for things are really important. I'm just not this has never really been my thing in my planner, but I know that my friend has had a hard time finding stickers that kind of fit the kind of experience that she's having. Anyway, so I am excited to use some in my other planners and to maybe create some stickers that kind of align with my friend's experience, because she's not going through chemo, and so a lot of the stickers, it's hard to find some that, like, she mentioned that kind of speak to her particular experience. So
yeah,
how about
sending
you
love?
Oh yeah,
sending love and light. I have in the past. I think that I'll do, like, a tribute page. And maybe a day a week in my daily, if I can find that much pink.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not really a pink girl. But I think all of my weeks will definitely be spooky. But
I think there's lots of pink from the, like, the Cozy Mystery Collection had lots of pink in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
But it's still, yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised you can have a planner stash without, like, overloading on pink.
I probably do, but it's so hidden so deep down.
I got you.
But I have, like, I have that pink floral book from Live, Love, Posh.
Okay.
I have some... I have a collection from, what's that girl name? Washi Lady. Irene. What's her show?
Yeah. Simply Gilded.
Yeah. From the last Christmas in her Advent, which I haven't bought yet. I haven't bought another Advent. I need like two more for Advent Palooza, but I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. So, I might make an Advent for you for Advent Palooza.
Okay.
I received inquiries, and I was like, I don't know, but.
I will open it. I've been watching Whoops, I Did It Again on Instagram, and people are, of course, these are Brits across the water, and they are sending her Advents to open right now.
Oh, that's fun.
So that you can kind of see what you're going to get.
Yeah, if you want to know.
If you want to know. And so, you know, I saw one. I thought about it, but then I was like, nah, I'm going to pass on that one. I didn't look at the Rebel Inc. Co. one, but I already bought it, period. anyway, another shop that I wanted to take a peek at, because I just hadn't heard the name of it, is A Happy Blue Tree. And, I think this shop, and this is the last one because it's really, really close to closing time, but A Happy Blue Tree, it looks like it is very, I want to say the word is Kauai. Yeah, it looks like that. Like, everything has a cute little face to it. It looks very kitty, not in a negative way. But yeah. Everything is just really, really cutesy.
I love all the little axolotls. They're so cute.
Yeah. So I think those are, those are really cute.
Yeah, I never into cute stickers, like, this is the shop for you.
Yeah, I had never heard of them, so that's why I wanted to kind of check them out. They will be 25% off, and they have an Etsy shop, and it's really, I mean, it's a pretty reasonable, I mean, sale. You know, this looks like something for the Hobonichi girls.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like something for the Hobonichi girls. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
Lots of donuts and animals and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, all of the, like, fall. I love the fall kit. It's so cute.
Yeah, I've gotten down to Happy Christmas Tree Cats.
Oh, the Halloween. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to not get sucked in because, like, I always buy, like, super cute stuff, like kawaii stickers. And then
I never use them.
Exactly.
So a couple of the other shops that are in that we went over the last time are Cinderella Paper. They have a banging-ass sale all the time, so go check them out. Kevin A. Creates, who is partnered with Savannah Paper Co. to lead the Budget Be Damned sale. There is Craft.
Okay, if you're a foil floor, definitely check out Craft Penguin Planner too, because they have, like, really great foil options.
I think, like, 25 options.
It's something like that. I don't know. It's, like, all of the options.
All the options. There's also Skyberry Creations, Pinnacle Sticker Co., Gingy Doodles. I might need to go check them out right quick. Bougie Girl Boutique. Shout out to Bougie Girl Boutique. She was, like, one of my first followers on Instagram, like, didn't even know what the page was about, and just followed me, and I really appreciate that. Like,
that's so sweet.
It is. I don't think we've ever had a conversation, but she sells, she'll be 15% off. She sells a lot of really, really cute charms, handcrafted. They're for your purse. They're for your thing. She had posted one today that was like camouflage, and I really like the fact that she's not doing just your traditional pink. She has a section on her site for every color: white, black, blue, purple, yellow. You know, she's doing all of them. So I really like that. She also
I also love, like, I'm, like, looking at her charms right now, and I love how unique they are. Like, it's called Creepy Cat and a gravestone, and then it has all of these, like, danglies with, like, skulls, and I don't know, I think that the bead combinations and also the, like, focal charms are just really unique to the planner community. I mean, you and I are very familiar with charms, like planner charms and stuff, and I feel like I haven't seen a lot of these before.
No, and she puts a good little, you know, I don't know, spin on it, like you said, to make it your own. It doesn't look like you're going to see that hanging off somebody else's purse either.
No.
And so I really love that. So who else did I miss on here?
And you wanted to look at Gingy Doodles?
Yeah. real quick. Gingy Doodles will be having a 25% off. Their little character, I guess it's a Gingy. Let's see. Yep, it's
maybe
a strong character.
Is it a ginger, like a piece of ginger?
Maybe a gingerbread with a little ponytail.
Oh, okay, I'm following now. Sorry, I don't know what a gingy is, but now I'm following. Okay, we're good.
And they are really cute, too. They are not kawaii, but cute like that. Is that a Tamagotchi?
Yeah. Because it's like Y2K themed. I love it. I love when shops, like, have sticker kits that are kind of aligned with the sale theme.
Yeah.
I'm doing that also. Like, I'm doing a grunge and kind of a pop, like, skater girl theme for Y2K. But, they have a, what are those called?
I used to have Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi.
And this is a Furby.
A Furby, exactly. Yes, they're Furby.
Oh, they're so cute.
I love the reading stickers with the little foxes.
And again, this looked like it would definitely go in the Hobonichi Weeks, Hobonichi Cousins, to document the day. Like, they have lots of, I don't want to call them emoties. Is that what you call them? Like, functional cuties? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like character stickers.
Yeah, and I really like that. Those are really cute. They have Gingy Moon instead of Sailor Moon. Oh, those are cute. So, definitely check them out. They all have really great prices, really great sales. And if you go check out the Budget Be Damned or BBD Collab Sale Facebook group, right now they have all these different posts up where you can enter to win a $15 credit in these shops. And I can tell you that I have won and I have received my credit. And people hold up to their bargains, and I really like that. And it's not like these fucking giveaways on Instagram where you got to do 42 fucking things in order to because that really pisses me off, bruh. You just have to answer two questions. Answer a random question and then tell them your favorite thing from their shop. And you can just do like I did. Go take a look around, see what you like. I mean, hell, we told you something to like. Just put down what we said, girl. We're helping you out. I told you to take notes. Take notes. So I guess if all hearts and minds are clear, you got anything
clear. I want to hear, though, and I know we're at the end of the show, so join the Real Estate Facebook group and let us know there if you're listening, where you're planning to shop and what you're most excited about.
Oh, yeah, please. And if you're interested in joining a lit-ass Facebook group. I mean, book club, a lit-ass book club where we talk shit about the main characters because she's supposed to be a genius, but she's a dumbass, then, you know, join Get Lit.
I refuse to read the book for this month.
Join Get Lit. All you have to do is DM JC at Plans and JC on Instagram, or you can DM Big Plans with Bug on Instagram, and they will admit you. I don't have power because I am just a lowly minion.
We love you, though. I love how you keep it real in all of our discussions.
They get on my nerves. I'm trying not to read because I'm trying to finish this second book that has actually gotten interesting because they've introduced a new character. So I'm trying not to read the questions because it tells the – it's a spoiler. I wish you would say spoiler alert. the sale is this weekend, October the 6th, 7th, 6th the Budget Be Damn collab sale. They, if you follow them on Instagram or go to their Facebook group, they'll give you the code that you can use in order to get it.
Right.
Remember that Frolicking Brains has the best freebies on this side of town. Please, please, please mention in the comments that Erica sent you or that you heard this first on Real Talk, Real Plan.
Oh, we should use some of this freebie for your listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, if you mention that you heard us on Real Talk, Real Plan, oh my gosh, I didn't prepare for this. What do you want to give the people? I will give you a light up scrunchie.
Oh, I need one too. Because I cut mine when I was trying to get it out my pocket.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I told you.
No, I didn't know that you cut yours. Okay, I will send you one. Okay, because, okay, y'all, Erica is the hardest person to give freebies to because, like, I don't know, we, like, have standards. That's so mean. Anyway, okay, I will make sure that I send you one in your next order. But, Erica, put Real Talk, Real Plans in the code or in the things that I remember.
If you put Real Talk, Real Plans in the thing, you will get a light-up scrunchie, and it's going to be so cute because I'm going to give you some braids so that I can wear them on Halloween night so that my braids can glow in the dark when I go walk around with my jetpack.
I love it.
Ooh, I'm so excited. All right. So is there anything else I need to announce? Okay. So visit my LinkedIn tree in my bio. You can buy me a coffee. You can give us some feedback. You can – somebody told me that if you buy me a coffee, you could get an acrylic Real Talk, Real Plans pen.
I heard that, too.
I heard that. So,
I heard it, too.
You know, if you want to get your hands on one of them, you should do that. You can go buy me a coffee. You can give us some feedback. You can access my codes. And as always, we are messy and not malicious.
Never malicious.
Ever.
Oh. You can also sponsor the podcast if you want.
Yes, you can. We can talk about that. Because we got some big things popping.
Little things popping? Is that it?
Yeah. So I had to stop there. Like, I'm not that cool because I'm kind of lame. You know, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Check me out. Hit us up. Remember, keep it messy, but never malicious.
Bye.
Bye.